Tailgate Nation, let's talk about shaving. Shaving is one of those things in life that you have to do. It's one of those things that is a necessary evil to be presentable in public, whether you're at work or in your personal life. People just like someone that's well-groomed. But it's not always a fun process to go through, and it's been one, for a long time at least, that was just, yeah, it was ridiculous. Until I found Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club is a smarter choice, and let me tell you why. You can get a great shave at a great price, conveniently delivered right to your door. It's an awesome life hack and a no-brainer choice. You no longer have to schlep to the store to buy those cheap disposable razors that give you a cheap-looking shave, or you don't have to spend a fortune on razors with those gimmicky shaving things that they show on TV where they're sliding on the counter and all this stuff, and they look like robots and all that. It's just garbage. Not with Dollar Shave Club. When I use my Dollar Shave Club Executive Razor and the Dr. Carver Shave Butter, that blade just gently glides over my face, gives me a smooth shave, and my wife loves how that feels. And I like how it feels, too. And talking about Dr. Carver's Shave Butter, it's transparent for a more precise shave, which helps prevent ingrown hairs and fights those nasty razor bumps. Who likes that? So you, too, can make a smarter choice by joining Dollar Shave Club today. And let me tell you how. For the Tailgate Nation, for a limited time, new members get their first month of the Executive Razor with a tube of their own Dr. Carver's Shave Butter for only $5 with free shipping. Let me say that again. $5 with free shipping. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month. That's a $15 value for only $5. And in your first month's box, you get an awesome weighty handle. I mean, it feels expensive. It feels like it's got substance to it, because it does. A full cassette of four cartridges and a tube of Dr. Carver Shave Butter. After your first month, replacement cartridges ship automatically at their regular price. There are no hidden fees and no commitments. You can cancel at any time. You can only get this offer exclusively here at Tailgate Radio at dollarshaveclub.com/tailgate. That's dollarshaveclub.com/tailgate. Do it today. Make a smarter choice. Dollar Shave Club.
From coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio.
All right, folks, and we're back here with more Tailgate Radio. I am on the road in Dayton, Ohio, and bringing you a best of show this week. And this week, we're going to be talking about the best of game day gadgets, some of the coolest, most innovative, most practical, and user-friendly products out there. Let's take a step back and enjoy these segments on the best of game day gadgets this week on Tailgate Radio. We've got the mastermind behind a tool that you've got to have in your backyard, at your next tailgate party. It's called the Grill Minder. And to talk to us about the Grill Minder is the Grill Meister himself, maybe. We'll talk about his name, Mr. Dan Teicher. Dan, welcome into Tailgate Radio.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Every time I have an inventor, a company that comes in with a great new idea or an improvement over an existing idea, there's always a story behind it. So first of all, before we get into the nuts and bolts of your product itself, tell us a little bit about the mindset of what got you guys started with the product called the Grill Minder.
So it's basically trying to fulfill a need that, you know, in the backyard, grilling out all the time. Find myself a lot of times throwing my food on the grill and, you know, chasing my kids around and, you know, losing track of time. So that's what kind of started it. And, you know, I always looked at my watch or my phone and I always kind of forgot what time it was and, you know, I always lost track. So I ended up putting a Timex watch on my actual handle of my grill to remember to set the time. And actually never remembered to actually hit the button. It was kind of rotated down and just, I don't know. So I always thought, you know, maybe there's a way to, every time I want to come back to the grill, it should tell me exactly how long my food's been on. So I figured out a way to do it, and hence the Grill Minder.
If you're somebody like me, and I like to fidget opening the grill, closing the grill, checking on the steak temperature, you're telling me I can kind of get a
a split time, like in the old slalom days in the Winter Olympics. It's going to tell me exactly the time between my previous visits.
Yep, exactly. So every time you open and close the grill, one of the timers, the last open timers, will reset to zero, and it just starts counting up. The other timer just stays going, and it tells you their total cooking time. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, every time you put your burgers on, you close the grill, you go do what you're doing, you come back and you look at the timer and it tells you, you know, your burgers have been on 3 minutes and 20 seconds. So you open it up, you flip your burgers, you close it, and the bottom timer resets back to zero and the top timer keeps going. So it's pretty simple. That's kind of my theory behind it, is really, really simple, but, you know, really helpful.
Talk to me about the process from the Timex watch to the final product that you've got packaged and out for sale right now. How long a process was that, and how much research and development went into creating the product?
So you talk about asked about kind of the whole how I came up with it. Well, I had the idea. I'm like, oh, it's got to be out there. So the first couple of months was trying to find it. You know, I assumed there was something else out there like it. So I, you know, went all over the websites and time, you know, different timing companies, and couldn't find it. So I figured, hey, you know, I'll make it myself. So I pitched it to a couple of different companies, and one company that makes thermometers and other timing devices, things like that, grill thermometers, remote thermometers, called Maverick Housewares. They liked it. They loved it. And so we partnered with them. So they helped me kind of develop it and kind of go after, you know, the right production side. In the meantime, I did some, you know, patent work and got a, you know, patent pending on the concept or design and everything. So went after that and developed it with them over, you know, a couple of months, and then got a prototype, changed some things here and there. Changed them back, you know, made some updates. And so as far as the timeline, it took about probably 2 years from idea to, you know, when I'm holding my hand at a timer on my grill. So it takes a little while, but we had to do it right, you know.
Did you come from a background of creating products, or was this your first foray into being an inventor?
I've come up with a couple of ideas, but nothing real electronic-based like this that I did. And you know, what I've found is best to partner with somebody who knows what the heck they're doing and not do it all on your own. So work with these guys, and they have the factory contacts and everything. So it definitely helps to lean on someone who's done something similar before, that's for sure.
Yeah. What was the most challenging part of this whole process of getting it out there to the public?
I guess, you know, just making small tweaks. You get a prototype that was almost perfect, but then it wasn't enough weather resistance, so we had to make some changes there, because it's something you want to be able to keep on your grill. That's another great thing about it, is actually stays on the handle of your grill. You come out, it's there, you push the button to turn it on, and it's good to go. So it's real nice, because it's nice and easy and simple, and it's always there. So just kind of making small tweaks to each prototype, it kind of was a little bit of a hurdle, but something you gotta, you know, you expect.
I'm here with Dan Teicher, the guy behind the Grill Minder, and Dan, one of the questions I wanted to ask is, as far as the design goes, were you involved in the actual design, as far as the molding of the plastic and the size of the device and kind of all of those, you know, really small details that go into creating a product like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly pretty close to the first sketch that I did. I sent it over to them, and they kind of made some tweaks, and the sizing, they came out with a bigger one that was a little bit too big, so we made it a little smaller to make it, you know, just so it's not too big on the handle there. And, yeah, I was pretty, every step of the way, it was, you know, integral part, so it was kind of fun to do it, and even more fun to have it, you know, on the grill now and letting it rip.
How can folks get a hold of the Grill Minder? Again, I mean, we're going right into the perfect time of the year for most of the country, into grilling territory for the spring and into the summer.
Yeah, right now you can buy it on our website. It's thegrillminder.com. And actually, we're running a special here with Tailgate Radio. If you follow us on Twitter, tell us you heard about us on Tailgate Radio, we'll reply to you with a a $5 off code that you can use on our website. So it's $25, and with that, you get down to $20 delivered to your house. So it's pretty cool deal there, and we'll ship it right away.
Absolutely. Tailgate Nation, you heard it right there. A $5 discount on the Grill Minder. For $20, you can have this thing on your grill in a matter of days. So we're going to make sure that we get that out to the masses, and hopefully you'll have a flood of orders coming in for the Grill Minder. What we're going to do at Tailgate Radio is we're going to put a link directly to thegrillminder.com on our site. So if you want to find us through there, you can, or go directly to the website, whatever works best for you. Now, when they go to the website, when they go to thegrillminder.com, what can they find there?
The features and any frequently asked questions. But we're not selling any other products right on there right now. It just tells about us, has some comments from other customers, and you can just click and buy it and use that $5 off discount, and we'll ship it out to you.
This is not a $150 price point. This is $25. $20 with the Tailgate Radio special discount. This seems to me like it is a no-brainer and should be on the grills of every household throughout America and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny you ask that, because I told a few people about this before we even came out with it. They said, oh, okay, yeah, it's a good idea. You know, it's on your grill. It's always there. You need a timer. But then it doesn't really click on a lot of people. That every time you close it, it resets down to zero and starts counting up. And it's, you know, there are thermometers out there. And I saw one little guy the other day. I just happened to be in his house. And he's like, oh, I got something like that. And he looked for 5 minutes and couldn't find it. And he finally pulled out one thermometer, two thermometers. And came up with something that wasn't even close to it. Well, you know, he had to look in 10 different drawers for that thing. This, you know where it is every time. It's on your grill handle waiting to be used every time. So it's a great price point. You know, we find that most guys, yes, you're gonna use a thermometer when you're cooking a lot, but most of the time you're probably not. You're going to be throwing some burgers, some chicken, hanging out. You want to know, you know, how long it's been on there. It always answers that question. How long has my food been on the grill? You always have an answer to that question. Yeah, John, thanks again for having me on. You do a great show, and listen to it every week, and you do a great job. So I appreciate you having me on. All you guys can go to thegrillminder.com, and you can buy your one, two there, however many you want there. And but first of all, go to at thegrillminder. Follow us on Twitter. And we'll respond with a $5 off code. If you can contact us through the website, we'll do that as well. Just make sure you told us you heard about us on Tailgate Radio, and we'll get that out to you. And once you get it, grill with it and give us some feedback. Post some pictures. Also on our Twitter account, we're going to be giving Grill Minders away all summer. People are going to put. We're going to have a contest where you post pictures of your grill and what you're doing at the tailgate. And we're going to pick winners either weekly or monthly, and we'll get some free ones out there too. So definitely follow us on Twitter, and tell us about where you heard from us.
Here at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm here with Greg Wilson. He is the head guy.
I'm basically the head of operations, CEO, and president of Wrecking Ball Helmets. I'm also known as Wrecking Ball.
Nice.
That is my... I guess my, not my stage name, but my game name whenever I go out and about.
And for those listening, Wrecking Ball Helmets, I'm looking at your booth, tremendous pop visually. Where did the inspiration for these wearable helmets come from?
Well, it actually goes pretty far back. So I was an officer in the Canadian Air Force, and back in 1995, I was posted to a helicopter squadron in Shearwater, Halifax, and basically what happens on the weekends, you know, you're there's always a barbecue in the summer, so the guys would get together, and one time, you know, they'd have the wives and kids, and one guy decides to come on, he wears his helicopter helmet on. You know, I don't know if you've seen a helicopter helmet, they're kind of roundish and large, and, you know, obviously he got all the attention, everyone had a picture with him, and, you know, the girls thought it was cool, and all the guys get jealous. So the next week, the next barbecue, everyone shows up with a helicopter helmet on. Well, then the next guy, everyone's trying to one-up. So then the third week, someone shows up and paints his. paints it like a baseball. Next guy shows up, paints it like a basketball. And afterwards, you're doing it. It's turned into a tradition. So every weekend, we had this thing going on. And then I remember sitting back in the mid-90s going, man, this is a great idea. But who the heck's going to buy a $2,000 helicopter helmet and take it to sporting events? So I've always had the idea in my mind. Well, I'm an aerospace engineer by trade. And so I basically reinvented the, reinvented the helmet or the ball, so to speak, and found a way of basically downsizing it. Well, I didn't downsize it. The one I'm wearing right now, this enormous one, is the one, the first one I ever made. I thought it was just for myself. I was going to be a fan at a sporting event. And, you know, I showed up to the sporting event not knowing. I thought, oh, man, people are going to think this is awful. I don't know if they're going to like it. But the result is the complete opposite. Your reaction is the same as everyone else's reaction. It's a smile.
Yeah.
It's just complete, like, wow, that guy looks like he's having the best time over anyone else. Pitcher goes, pitchers, just like it was when I was in those barbecues back in the military. So to make a long story short, after 200 people a game or more come up to you and ask you to buy a helmet, you say, well, maybe I don't want to just be a fan anymore. I really got to do something with this. So went out, spent the time and got 18 patents applied. And so far I've been issued 16 patents. And we basically, if you put a ball on your head for any sport, I own that patent. And we've defended that patent successfully once already. And what's happened now is that we've basically been able to find a way to downscale even the one I make and make a version which is very very aesthetic. You can see it looks good on men, women. It has no demographics. It's blue collar, white collar. No, it's not. We have kids as young as 12 that can wear it and have fun. We have, you know, adults as old as 60 who have fun. And then the first reaction, as soon as you put it on your face, you beam with a smile. Even though you don't see yourself, you know you look funny. And it's a way to show your fandom, right? It's like the ultimate expression of a fan. You know, I call it like imagine a cheesehead, but it's not limited to one sport or team. As you can see, I can do any sport, I can do any team, I can almost do any occasion. I have 120 of these things. If I wanted to, I could wear one virtually every day. I could find a reason to wear one. And so that's kind of, in a nutshell, that's kind of the morphing of how we got to this point right now.
Now you're a brand new company, right?
Brand new. I've been developing my product under the Wrecking Ball Helmets LLC name for the last 3 years, 4 years actually. But this is the first time where I've had the product. We finally had our overseas manufacturers finally perfected it. It took us over a year and a half to develop the manufacturing side. Very complicated. You know, and I'm not afraid to admit we struggled with manufacturing overseas. We had to use 3 or 4 different manufacturers till we got it right. It's your typical story of a young entrepreneur where, you know, you come across failure after failure, but you have to get over that and take the next step and, you know, wipe off your face and get back to it. And then finally we got to this point. And we didn't decide to come here until about 2 weeks ago. So we got the sample and I put it all together. And as you can see, it's the product speaks for itself. I mean, I always know I just got to bring the product here because it's so visually striking. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying this because I love my product. I just know because I've experienced it at every game. If I walk into a stadium, all eyes are on my product or on me or on my girls.
Right.
We call them ball girls, by the way. And as you can see, they're very perky and very fun. But it doesn't matter if it's girls or guys. It's the same attention across the board.
Now one question I want to ask you is it comfortable?
Yes, very comfortable. Actually, let me try and show you one real quick here. Bring... So, as you can see,
I'm looking at the inside of one of the Wrecking Ball helmets.
As you can see, the inside, it's fully adjustable. It's got three foam pieces, and see, there's an empty cavity, so there's enough rigidity that if you're a kid, it stays on your head. So what actually holds it in place is the rear support has positive, it keeps it in place, and so it's removable. And so if you're a little kid, it's a bigger insert. If you're a guy with a large head, it's a smaller insert. And it is literally a one-size-fits-all. We have children there wearing the exact same helmet as, say, an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fun part about me being an engineer is actually I've developed it all. I didn't outsource any of this. I went from what you see on my head, which is completely different. I'm not going to show you. That is proprietary. But to basically work our way to the smaller size, which when it's stadium friendly, it doesn't block your view. But you can take it on and off. That was the other thing too. I don't like face paint. I don't like costumes. And I'm about to show you something real quick. For me, I can transform. I can transform from super fan to just a regular guy. And this is the same thing. I'm in the game, so I'm watching. Oh, we're on the 5-yard line. It's getting exciting. time to get your game face on. You get the helmet on, and you're ready. You're ready for the cheering moment. Boom, you cheer, you high five, boom, and you take it off. You're back to normal. And that's what I wanted as a fan. I think a lot of other people want that too. Now, granted, I don't do that. I keep it on the whole game because I've now developed into a super fan, and I was awarded Ultimate Sports Fan from the What a Fan Sports Conference in Orlando. Okay. So I was awarded, I was basically for 2014 defined as the best super fan across all sports.
Congratulations.
And all leagues. Yeah, it was actually pretty cool. We also worked with a charity called Fans Against Child Abuse at that time, and they actually won. Believe it or not, I even won a free car at this conference because
what?
Of my. I know. Wow. For wearing a ball on my head, the positive attention has been crazy.
Yeah.
Just organically by me showing up to events, I've been in over 200 publications, including the Wall Street Journal. They've shown photographically. USA Today, Miami Herald, LA Times, Chicago Tribune. The list goes on and on. Even if you're on American Airlines this week and you go and look at your seat back at the American Way magazine, you'll see a picture of me wearing a Union Jack when I went to the London game.
Nice.
My product was shown on a U.S. Bank commercial. It has been shown in a Pepsi commercial. So I just kind of go out and get that kind of fun exposure.
It happens organically, it sounds like.
It's the purest grassroots form of a product. It's almost the American dream, where the idea, and this is what everyone says, it's so stupid and obvious. It's just a ball on your head. How come I didn't think of that? And you're right. It does seem like such an obvious idea, but yeah, I was lucky enough. When I went to go get it patented, I wasn't sure if I was going to get it. And then, sure enough, they said, I effectively own a patent on a ball. That's like owning a patent on a will. And that's what I'm proud of, is that I'm actually proud of that intellectual property side of it too. And that I recommend that if I didn't do that step, I would never have the confidence to go forward with it right now. Because it has been a tremendous amount of time, money, effort to do what we've done. So
I can tell you, you stand out here, and the whole point of this show is for businesses to stand out. And amongst all of those, you have one of the most vivid colors, most attraction to your booth, exciting for you. I'm really excited for you because I think as a new company, you're going to see tremendous success with this. And you're still in your infancy as far as getting it out.
Oh, and actually, not only that, what's cool about it, I agree with you because it's such a fun product. That's the best part. As I always tell people that, our motto is life is a ball. It's about listen up, America, heads are going to roll. I mean, if you see it, everyone who interacts with us just smiles. It's not business. It's mixing business with pleasure because if it wasn't fun, I wouldn't do it. And at the end of the day, I always tell people this. I know I have a product here, but I'm a fan first. I still am a fan first, and that'll never change. So no matter what happens, I'm still going to be the same old wrecking ball at all the sporting events.
Yeah.
Cheering on my team because that's where that passion comes from.
I was going to ask you, so where can people take a look at this? Because I know on a podcast, for them to visualize it, they need to see something. We're going to have some photos posted on our website, but where can they check out your product?
Well, so right now, like I said, this is the first time we've introduced it. My website is www.wreckingballhelmets.com. Wrecking is without the G, because we are from Texas. Bottom line, and by the way, everyone always asks about Wrecking Ball. I was Wrecking Ball before Miley Cyrus even knew what twerking was. So we've always Wrecking Ball was always known with sports vernacular. Either a really strong, awesome play or a player that was just dominating in his field. So for me, it was an obvious connection, and I just got lucky that I got a theme song out of it. And then basically, if you go to that website, they'll see that we're set up for wholesale orders, and we're also doing pre-sales for several items. But right now, our focus right now is just to get our name out there, let people know, hey, we've just arrived, and in a very short amount of time, we're going to be able to purchase our product.
Fantastic. Well, Greg, I want to appreciate I appreciate you taking time to let us come and talk to you. Best of luck at the show.
All right.
And come on, we're based in San Antonio. Come down there. Might hurt you to put some Spurs gear on.
Well, so my wife is from San Antonio. And what's funny, we always talk about it. Whenever we go to the Mavs Spurs games, it's crazy. And I actually have made a Spurs helmet for once. We have a little niece who was a big Spurs fan at the time. And so I've had to, and I've done that. But my loyalty is to the Mavs.
Absolutely.
But I agree, though. I mean, it's it's something. I mean, we always talk about that was the one thing that we didn't know when we first started dating is that we were not going to be like there's one day a year where I'm sleeping on the sofa.
That's right.
And that's when the Mavs play the Spurs. And
that is
the passion of sports in our lives, and that even affects your relationship with your spouse.
And you know what's interesting though, during football season, I think San Antonio has a higher percentage of Cowboy fans than the Dallas area.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, and the Cowboys. See, I grew up in Canada, so you know, it wasn't just America's team; it was also Canada's team. But that's also happened. I think back in the 70s, 80s, the Cowboys games always had broadcasting over the borders.
Right, right.
So I think that's why we've always seen that, because the Cowboys always had the highest ratings.
Yeah, and I actually went to a Grey Cup a couple of years ago and had a fantastic time.
So which one did you go to?
I went to the one in Ottawa.
Oh, Ottawa, yes. Yeah. And you know, I've been to a Grey Cup. Way back, I think it was the 97th one. It was a really fun Grey Cup as well.
This one was about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah,
we had
a
blast.
And you know, they are fun. It's the Canadians have a fun way of not taking themselves too seriously, and that's also another inspiration. My mother is a 22-year breast cancer survivor, and she's always been she's always had this ideal of like never take yourself too seriously, live your life with a smile every day, and be. Always made live life to its fullest, and this is almost a testament to her because of that exact that attitude and that passion for life.
Well, I can tell you, she's probably very proud of you, because if there's anybody that's been I've been watching from over there, and then when I came over, and you've had a smile on your face the whole time.
So
you're definitely living your mother's lifestyle is having a good time.
And next year I'm sure we'll be able to get her down here too, and she'll be able to enjoy it for herself. So life is a ball, just like we always say, and it's like if I could do it again, I wouldn't change a thing. I'd just keep doing it. Because I've met some of the best friends of my life I've met doing this. I've had some of the best experiences. I've met some of the coolest people. I mean, like I said, this has brought me close to a world. You know, I've gotten to meet my sports heroes over the last few years. You know, and it's just opportunities that you wouldn't normally get. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen, because when I think it can't get any bigger, it just keeps getting bigger.
Tailgate Nation, let's talk about shaving. Shaving's one of those things in life that you have to do. It's one of those things that is a necessary evil to be presentable in public, whether you're at work or in your personal life. People just like someone that's well-groomed. But it's not always a fun process to go through, and it's been one, for a long time at least, that was just, it was ridiculous. Until I found Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club is a smarter choice, and let me tell you why. You can get a great shave at a great price, conveniently delivered right to your door. It's an awesome life hack and a no-brainer choice. You no longer have to schlep to the store to buy those cheap disposable razors that give you a cheap-looking shave, or you don't have to spend a fortune on razors with those gimmicky shaving things that they show on TV where they're sliding on the counter and all this stuff, and they look like robots and all that. It's just garbage. Not with Dollar Shave Club. When I use my Dollar Shave Club Executive Razor and the Dr. Carver Shave Butter, that blade just gently glides over my face, gives me a smooth shave, and my wife loves how that feels. And I like how it feels, too. And talking about Dr. Carver's Shave Butter, it's transparent for a more precise shave, which helps prevent ingrown hairs and fights those nasty razor bumps. Who likes that? So you, too, can make a smarter choice by joining Dollar Shave Club today. And let me tell you how. For the Tailgate Nation, for a limited time, new members get their first month of the Executive Razor with a tube of their own Dr. Carver's Shave Butter for only $5 with free shipping. Let me say that again. $5 with free shipping. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month. That's a $15 value for only $5. And in your first month's box, you get an awesome weighty handle. I mean, it feels expensive. It feels like it's got substance to it, because it does. A full cassette of four cartridges and a tube of Dr. Carver's Shave Butter. After your first month, replacement cartridges ship automatically at their regular price. There are no hidden fees and no commitments. You can cancel at any time. You can only get this offer exclusively here at Tailgate Radio at dollarshaveclub.com/tailgate. That's dollarshaveclub.com/tailgate. Do it today. Make a smarter choice. Dollar Shave Club.